Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, sorry I'm late today. Sunday is not my normal day, but I didn't do my show on Saturday, on Friday. And I've been at church most of the day and out shopping with my wife. And I just realized that I was 18 minutes late for my show. So we are here. Do you enjoy living under a strong economy with secure borders, laws that are enforced and free exercise of religion, and a collective understanding of what it's that it's wildly inappropriate to teach young children about sexuality using your tax dollars, especially the LGBTQ and ABCDEF sexuality? Well, if you answered yes to that, congratulations. You have been deemed a threat to democracy by the sitting president of the United States. You know, the one that's in the White House illegally right now that shouldn't even be there. I think we're just one more insane volley of inflammatory, anti-everyone who is not radically progressive rhetoric away from really unifying this country. So close. Yet we have, this must have been what it was like for Soviet citizens circa 1938, knowing that the glorious utopia of communism was right around the corner. Just as soon as Stalin finished up dragging all the bad guys out of their beds at night and shooting them in cold blood without a trial. Now, if you think I'm being terrifically dramatic, then you probably haven't caught President Biden's speech from Thursday night quite yet. I'm just going with the dystopian pre-Second Civil War mood the Commander-in-Chief has cast over this great nation over the last week. Biden administration caught colluding with Federal Workers Union, then Doc mysteriously disappears. But nobody says anything about things that Biden loses. Nobody says anything about what Hunter Biden did. Nobody says anything about what Hillary Clinton did. It's all about Trump. All about Trump. In case you haven't on this whole thing, I pretty much summed it up with when I said, if you are anything other than a Lincoln Project hashtag never Trump Republican right now, you've been deemed a threat to democracy, to which MAGA Republicans smacked back swiftly. Former President Donald Trump, newly enabled to treat the nation to his play-by-play commentary of the American political scene by his social media platform, Truth Social, absolutely brutalized his aspiring arch nemesis, setting the record straight about what MAGA really means. And do you agree with Trump? He truthed. Sometimes someone should explain to Joe Biden, slowly but passionately, that MAGA means, powerfully as mere words can get, make America great again. If he doesn't want to make America great again, which through words, action, and thought he doesn't, then he certainly should not be representing the United States of America, as the kids are calling it. He went on to highlight the sheer insanity of Biden's speech and possibly literal insanity of our sitting president. If you look at the words and the meanings of the awkward and angry Biden speech, he threatened America. including with possible use of military force. He must be insane or suffering from late-stage dementia. Trump wrote that on Truth Social. He finished up with a picture of himself hugging the American flag, side by side with a photo of angry Biden's new dictator look, a message which he seems to have believed spoke for itself, which said, "Which one, America?" A number of prominent pro-Trump commentators took to Twitter, having not yet been permanently banned, Chrissy threatening overlord, to offer their own stunned feedback of the aggressive nature of Biden's speech. And I'll be getting to Biden's speech in just a little bit. The number of prominent pro-Trump commentators took to Twitter, having not yet been permanently banned, saying things like evening address, dark lighting, somber tone, Marines in the background. This speech was designed like a declaration of war against the enemies of the state. And that is precisely the point. That was Charlie Kirk. Like or loathe what he said tonight, it should be noted, the president spoke tonight on the grounds of a national park flanked by U.S. Marines and took direct, specific aim at his predecessor, and this is what President Biden did, and members of the Republican Party. That was Ed O'Keefe. Beer-drinking Army vet said, "I love my country. I have since I was a little child. I served it honorably in a time of war. Last night I was declared an enemy of it for simply wanting it to be great again and to be left alone. That hurts my heart, but strengthens my resolve." Trump was, of course, exactly right. The movement behind him, and more importantly, against progressive radicals like the people driving Biden, has always been about simple, unifying American values that were hardly divisive just a decade ago, and from a stage that looked like it was calculated to give the impression that he was willing to declare war on the American people if they keep prattling on about this election integrity and not grooming kids. President Biden wants to groom our kids. He wants them to be part of the LGBTQ plus ABCDEFG crowd. And I add the ABCDEFG because I've heard it said on Newsmax this way. But it makes sense because every time they come up with a new angle for the LGBTQ club, they add more numbers. So why not add ABCDEFG? Of course, this extremism, according to Biden, the most progressive president in the U.S. has ever seen, is manifested in the fact that MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, according to him, backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. That was a quote by Biden. These insidious MAGA forces are threatening the very foundation of our republic, because we have successfully used our system of self-governance to legislate and adjudicate against immoral practices that millions of Americans strongly oppose. The truth is, there are a great many more Americans other than emphatically pro-Trump Republicans who are angry with Biden administration's policies and the general trajectory of the American politics and social values right now. And can we really just disregard the fact that this speech came on the heels of some pretty explosive insight into the glaringly suspect corruption surrounding Hunter Biden's FBI probe in 2020? Yeah, you tell me who poses the real threat to the foundations of our republic. Sorry I was late tonight, but on with the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kills.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
As one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, my friends. Now, one of the things that I have constantly railed against the media for is when a president or his spokesperson or somebody from the Democrats come along and say something that really needs to have a retort or a pushback on, the media will never push back. And they don't. It's sad, but they don't. But one has been pushing back lately. Peter Ducey has been pushing back. And here's what he did to Miss Pierre, the press secretary, when she was talking about what's going on at the border.
But, so our, how is it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and
that's exactly
how.
That's exactly what's happening. Thousands of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
Hooray for Peter Ducey. Corinne Jean Pierre was trying to tell everyone that people were not just walking across the border. But Ducey wanted nothing of this. He wanted to hear nothing of this because he knows, he's seen it. He has gone down there, he has seen it. And so have many Republicans have gone down there and seen it. People just walking across the border. You see it on the nightly news every freaking night. If you watch, well, if you watch CNN, you probably never see it. But if you watch Newsmax or One America News or Breitbart, you will see it. They have cameras down there that show this long streaming line of people walking from Mexico, just walking into the United States. And when they go past the cameras, they wave like, hey, we're here. This is where we're supposed to be. And nobody says anything about it. And what we've been seeing out Peter Ducey lately, he does push back. And if you'll notice, CJP or KJP actually stopped talking. She did not know how to respond to this because she was being pushed back on. She was doing what President Biden had told her to do or what she was told to do. And she got pushed back on something that hasn't been happening. She can say the most outrageous things and nobody says anything. But Peter Ducey has been saying stuff. He's been pushing back. He's been doing what he needs to do as a reporter. And to me, this is kind of like the hallelujah moment of the way reporters are supposed to be. Sure, they're there to get the news, but if they hear news being told by the press secretary or the president or somebody in our government, and they know because of news reports and things that they have seen from the border, they know that what is being told to them is wrong, then it behooves them to say, now, wait a minute, that is exactly what's going on. You're saying that they're not walking across, but they are exactly doing just that. They are walking across the border. Nobody is stopping them. They're waving at the cameras as they go by. And I love this. This is absolutely the way the media is supposed to be, but they never are. CNN never is. I don't even think that they've been down to the border, period. I don't think they even know what the border looks like. Just like Kamala Harris, who is supposed to be the czar of the border. Remember when President Biden made her the czar of the border? To make sure what is going on down at the border is what should be going on. She's never been there. She's been to Europe since. She's been 50 miles from the border and claimed she was at the border, but she wasn't there. She was in a safe spot. She was in a place where she knew that there was nothing going to happen. It wasn't going to, nothing bad was going to happen. And only good things were going to happen for her because she could just talk and nobody would say anything against her because she was in probably a Democrat section. There aren't many of those in Texas, but they are there. Now, because I came in late, I'm going to go ahead and do my first ads, and I will be right back. Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. In these uncertain times of rising gas prices, inflation, and crime out of control, people look to the courts for balance and stability. Sadly, there is little of those things in our courts today. Kerry Morris brings to the New Mexico Supreme Court 40-plus years of experience, including being an assistant district attorney for the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office and representing thousands of individuals in his private practice. Kerry understands the issues facing most people and the need for a Supreme Court that is equipped with the experience to address the issues presented in cases that come before it, with a balanced consideration of the rights and interests of the parties and all concerned, with a court that is willing to uphold the Constitution and prepared to look at all sides of an issue before rendering what may be a far-reaching decision that affects the lives of all who live in the state of New Mexico. Vote for Kerry J. Morris for New Mexico Supreme Court. He will bring the experience and balance to the court that this state needs. He cares about justice and will always put justice before politics. Paid for by the 2022 committee to elect Kerry J. Morris to the New Mexico Supreme Court with Clara Cates, treasurer.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend. You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh. Then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No. Not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Began to lose control.
Okay, we are back. One of the things that we're always hearing about is how electric cars are the way to go. That anyone who has a gas-powered vehicle is hurting our environment. People who drive electric cars can do anything about the environment and help the environment. Well, the problem with that kind of thinking is that most of our electricity right now comes from coal-fired plants where pollution happens. Charging the batteries actually is a polluting thing. But one of the things that I get a kick out of is when we get an article that talks about electric cars that don't work. And we get them all over the place. We get them everywhere. This one has photos that show five coal miners push tourists' dead electric car to charge up at a coal mine. This is awesome. An electric vehicle needed some coal miners to get where it needed to go last week. The vehicle broke down Friday near Metiki Coal Access Road to U.S. 48 in Tucker County, West Virginia, according to WBOY-TV. A Facebook post from Randy Smith described the incident. Smith is a Republican state senator who represents the region where the incident took place, according to the West Virginia State Legislature website. He's also the safety coordinator at the Metiki Coal. His Facebook page states, "Some days are just better than others." He wrote this before launching into the tale. He writes, "Today at our mine off Corridor H, an electric car from DC ran out of battery at the road entrance to the mine. Someone called one of our foremen, told him a car was broke down in the middle of our haul road. The foreman learned the car's passengers were en route from Washington, D.C. to Tucker County town of Davis," Smith wrote. Davis is about 170 miles west of D.C. "He then went back to the mine and got guys to push the car to the guard shack so they could plug it in to charge it. Giving the vehicle a tow was out of the question," he wrote, "because it was all plastic underneath and nothing to hook up to. So here are five coal miners pushing a battery car to the coal mine to charge up. If you look closely, you see the car, you see our coal stockpile and load out in the background," he wrote. Smith took time out to put a plug in for good qualities of his constituents. "This just shows you coal miners are good people and will go out of their way to help anyone, friend or foe. I'm honestly glad they ended up where they could get some help because they couldn't get a tow truck to come. And this is out in the middle of nowhere. One guy even dropped off a friend of a coal license plate when he left to go home." The incident came at a time when President Joe Biden has set a goal of 50% of new car sales will be electric vehicles by 2030, according to the White House. Electric vehicles have had issues with their power and range before. A test between an electric 2022 Rivian RIT towing a trailer versus a gas-powered 2022 Toyota Tundra found that the gas truck had 2.8 times the range of the electric truck, according to FastLaneTruck.com. And yet, Biden keeps pushing these electric cars. Now, I took the poll that was on this article, and it said that, "Do you think that electric vehicles are going to replace the internal combustion engine?" 3% said yes. 97% said no. If the government would just listen, the heck the people are saying, they would stop trying to push on us things we don't want. Now, granted, in the future, when electricity and electrical cars have had all the bugs worked out of them, then maybe, yeah, they might work. Or when most of our electricity comes from solar or nuclear rather than coal, then maybe they might work. If the electrical grid wasn't so close to being overloaded already, then maybe they might work. But everything that I have said here just goes to show that the electric cars are not ready for prime time. They're not ready to be put out there. They're not ready to be out on the highways. They're just not ready. There is still too much wrong with them to say everyone in the United States is going to own one. And that in itself is a problem, because if even a quarter of the people owned an electric car and drove electric cars all the time, what we would have is an electrical grid that would, it's already failing in California, and that's where they're trying to push these electric cars hardest. There was an article the other day that talked about how California was experiencing brownouts because it didn't have the electricity to power the houses and the need for electricity that is normal. Then you add on top of that the electric cars. It's going to make the brownout a blackout and it'll be gone. Then nobody will be going anywhere because the electric cars won't be charged. And they won't be going anywhere unless they have a section, an engine in them that actually uses gas when there is no charge. Then they'll get somewhere, but they'll have to put gas in the car first. It's kind of hilarious what is going on here in America with people, with our government, with Biden pushing a technology that's not ready yet. And he doesn't care. He doesn't want to care. All he wants is to push these electric cars on everybody, regardless of what it does to our electrical grid. And our electrical grid is nowhere near good enough. To handle what Biden wants to put under it. The other thing that's going on is this loan forgiveness for students. Now, it's not going to go to everybody, not going to go to all students, but it's already been said that it's going to cost the American people about $1 trillion before it's all said and done. But another article that came from, this one came from Western Journal, said the headline was "Borrowers with Biden Forgiven Loans Might Soon Get a Gut Punch from the Tax Man." This one's good, folks. President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan could lift crushing debt burdens from millions of borrowers, but the tax man may still demand a cut of the relief in some states. And that's because in some states, forgiven tax is seen as income. Exactly. There you go. Which means borrowers who are still paying down student loans could owe taxes on the $10,000 or even $20,000. That was given off of their bill. In Mississippi, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arkansas, and North Carolina, forgiven student loans will be subject to state income taxes unless they change their laws to conform with a federal tax exemption for student loans, according to a tally by the Tax Foundation, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. That dismays Kathy Newman, a Louisiana State University graduate who just took a job teaching freshman biology at a university in southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg. She figures she could end up owing a few hundred dollars of money that she could have kept had she stayed in Louisiana. Newman said she can come up with the cash because she has a good job, but she knows of a lot of other borrowers who will still be stuck in difficult financial positions even with their loans forgiven. If they stay in the state, they could end up with a pretty hefty tax burden if things don't change, Newman said. I won't be happy if I have to do it. I can do it, but a lot of people can't. More than 40 million Americans could see their student loan debt cut or eliminated under the forgiveness plan Joe Biden announced this last month. the president is erasing $10,000 in federal student loan debt for individuals with incomes below $125,000 a year or households that earn less than $250,000 a year. Now, if I had a student loan and I was making $250,000 a year or even $100,000, $120,000 a year, I could pay my loan. What the hell is wrong with people who cannot pay their loans when they are making $125,000 a year? My house this year probably will make around $27,000 total. And my wife is paying off a student loan. Is she complaining about it? No, she's not. Is she griping about it? Yeah, pretty much, because all these pansy-ass students are claiming that they need to have their loans defaulted so that they don't have to pay it. Well, who took the loans in the first place? They did. What is a loan? It's a balance of money that you borrow from somebody else so you can pay it back when the time comes. Now all these students and President Biden are saying, oh no, that's unfair to have to pay back that money. No, it's not. Generations upon generations of Americans have done that over and over again. What are they going to do when these kids come along and say, oh, I got a credit card bill. It's unfair that I have to pay that back. Is President Biden going to go ahead and get rid of that bill too? It's no different, folks. If you think about it, it's no different. Student loans were given so that the student can go to college and it's paid for. After they get out of college, then when the loan, after they get through with college, then they have to pay it back. There is nothing wrong with that. You borrow money, you pay it back. But these kids are being told, no, you don't have to pay it back. Like a that's kind of like one of these things where they borrow money, then they don't want to pay it back. So essentially they become thieves because they took the money, got what they needed to get, and never paid it back. So they stole the money, essentially. And that's essentially how it worked. We will be right back. We'll be right back after these important messages. Color only day here on CNN with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNN, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNN at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins.
Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. For some reason, I thought I had the show set for 2 hours, and apparently it wasn't. It only went for like 40 minutes, and then it ended. But I am still here. If you come into the chat room, I put a message in there that if you just call in, 646-478-5284. And if you just want to listen to the show, you can come in and listen to it that way because I am still here. One of the things that I had talked about that I was going to do was I was going to talk about Joe Biden's speech that he gave the other day. And the part that I'm going to be talking about was things that he said. Now, the things that he said were absolutely the truth. That is not how a Democrat thinks of America. Let me play the first part of it, and then I will tell you just how big of a liar he is, even when he's telling the truth.
I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America. Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than 2 centuries ago with an idea unique among nations that in America we're all created equal. This is where the United States Constitution was written and debated. This is where we set in motion the most extraordinary experiment of self-government the world has ever known. With three simple words, we the people, we the people. These two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built. They are how we became the greatest nation on earth. They are why, for more than two centuries, America has been a beacon to the world.
Okay. Everything. Everything that Mr. Biden said in there, in that 1 minute and 14 seconds, was the absolute truth. Every bit of that was the truth. But here's the problem. Joe Biden does not believe in America that way. The Democrats do not believe in America that way. As a matter of fact, if you've been listening to what the Democrats are saying and what they have said over the last 10 or so years, that is not the American the America that they envision. They want Americans to be under their boot heel. They want Americans to not be their bosses. They want to be the people's bosses. Remember the time that Democrats were trying to figure out a way, the Republicans were too, were trying to figure out a way to help America by taking wage cuts in government? Remember what Nancy Pelosi said when she was informed that she might have to take a wage cut to help America? I remember what she said. I don't know the exact quote, but she said, I worked too long to get where I'm at to take a cut in pay. It didn't matter that it was to help America. It didn't matter that it was to help Americans. She didn't want to take a cut in pay because she had worked too hard, too long to get to where she was to be the most powerful woman in the world. And that's exactly the way she put it. Democrats do not want America to be a great country. Democrats do not want America to be great again. As a matter of fact, Democrats don't think America ever was great. So what was this that Biden was talking about how America is the greatest experiment in the history of the world for self-governance? Now, that's the truth. It is. But not according to the left. They don't want this. They don't care for this. They have been doing everything they can to tear this down over the past century or so. The Democrats do not like, well, actually, I'll take that back. It hasn't been a century because before, back in 1960-63, John F. Kennedy was a Democrat. But the Democrat Party back then loved America. They thought America was great. They thought they didn't want to do things that would destroy this country. But what do our leftist politicians today do? They do everything they can to push their agendas, no matter what it does to the country. Here in New Mexico, our tyrant of a governor, the Wicked Witch of the North up there in Santa Fe, during COVID, destroyed over 40% of New Mexico's small businesses. They're gone forever. And it's all because of Mrs. Michelle Lujan Grisham, the Wicked Witch of the North. She's the one who did it. It is her policies. Yet, when asked a week or so ago how she thought her chances were in the upcoming election, she said, oh, New Mexicans are going to reelect me. New Mexico had better hope to God that they don't, because if she gets another chance at it, at least another 40% of small businesses are going to disappear. That's what she wants. That is the Democrat way. That is what Biden wants. That is the Democrat way. So what he was doing was he was doing the same thing the devil does. He was putting out the truth out there. He was telling the truth. Then he started building the platform for the lie that was coming.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats, and about the incredible future that lies in front of us if only we choose it. We must never forget, we the people are the true heirs of the American experiment that began more than two centuries ago. We the people have burning inside of each of us the flame of liberty that was lit here at Independence Hall. A flame that lit our way through abolition, the Civil War, suffrage, the Great Depression, world wars, civil rights. That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just, that is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. We must be honest with each other and with ourselves.
Now, if we were really honest with each other and with ourselves, we'd be saying, hey, Biden, isn't the problems that we're having here in the United States because of your policies? You're the one who put us here. You're the one who did these things. You're the one who shut down the pipeline. You're the one who shut down the southern border wall building. You're the one who has caused everything that's going wrong with this country today. You're the one who is raising taxes, even though you promised the American people that you wouldn't. Then your DOJ continue to go after after Trump like he's the biggest threat that America has, when in fact the biggest threat that America has are the Democrats who are in office. We have polls coming out now that are saying that this red wave that everybody's talking about isn't necessarily going to happen. Isn't this what happens every time that the Democrats find themselves in trouble and an election is coming up? Isn't this what we always hear, that the polls are wrong, that we are not, that they have new polls out now that are telling us the red wave isn't going to happen? And Biden himself has said, and Karine Jean-Pierre has said, and several of the Democrats have said that the Republicans are just shooting themselves in the foot right now because they do not have good candidates. And they're talking about Herschel Walker. According to the Democrats, he's not a good candidate because why? Because he's not a politician. Heaven forbid if he ever wins the office. Well, we better hope he does. Sarah Palin lost the other day. in her return bid. This was not a good thing. But thankfully, it was just the primary. And that's not what the Democrats are pushing right now. They're saying the Republicans, red wave is not going to happen. Nancy Pelosi has said the same thing. We have no fear. We are going to hold on to the majority. Remember that old line? Tell a lie enough times, it will become the truth. Well, the line actually says, tell a lie enough times and it will be perceived as the truth. It never becomes the truth. It's just like all of these transsexuals out there who say they're now women because they decided they're not men and they're going to live their life as a woman. Well, they can live their life as a woman all they want. But they're always going to be a man. No matter what they do to their bodies, no matter what they do in their lives, they're always going to be a man. It's the same thing with government. They think all they have to do is tell a lie enough and the people will perceive it as the truth. Now they're telling lies about how... I don't know. It's just amazing that the people don't see it. With Trump, it started out with something that I really hadn't heard too much about, but Newsmax talked about it the other day. And then after that was the Russian collusion. Then after that was the P-gate. Then after that was the first impeachment. Then after that, it was something else. Then after that, it was the second impeachment. Then after that, it was the January 6th. They keep building on this one lie, hoping that the people will suddenly realize, hey, it must be the truth. They keep coming back at it. And that's how the Democrats work. Everything that they talk about anymore, every time that they open their mouths, it's like Biden, every time he opens his mouth, a lie falls out. And he's never fast enough to catch it and shove it back in there. Why? Because that lie is what he wants to be told. I said this in one of my updates this last week. I think it was the one I did on Tuesday. Every time he opens his mouth, a lie falls out. And most of the news corps, the White House news corps and the people that are around him, most of them are like from CNN or MSNBC or NBC, ABC, CBS, sometimes Fox. Most of them don't do anything. All they do is just write down what he says verbatim, and then they report on it. Thankfully, there's a couple like Peter Ducey who actually did what I played at the beginning of the show. And I can play it again. That's no problem at all. Peter Ducey was going up against Karine Jean-Pierre when she was saying that the people at the border don't just walk across. Peter Ducey took exception to that, and he pushed back.
But so how is it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and
that's exactly what's happening. Thousands of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
See? Sometimes somebody pushes back and you notice that Karine Jean-Pierre shut up. She didn't have anything to say about this because what Peter Ducey was saying was the truth. What she was saying was a lie. But with Joe Biden, he talks about we the people. Everything he says in this is the truth, even though it's a truth that the leftists do not believe in. So to them, it's a lie. But he told it like it was the truth. Then he continued with it. And everything he talked about in that second section was actually the truth, but not in the way he was telling it. He was talking about how Americans are the people who are really in charge, and how this great nation, this great republic, now has an enemy, something happening that is pushing the opposite direction to not allow America to be great again. Well, if the truth be told, it's the Democrats who are doing this. They're the ones who are pushing for America not to be great again. They have come out and said so much. But here's what Biden said.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Now, Donald Trump is a threat to this country. That's been something that they've been lying about since the very beginning. They're actually even now saying that Trump has documents that he wants to sell to our enemies. Now, for those of us who followed Donald Trump, and I did, I do still, we know Donald Trump loves America. Donald Trump loves America as it was founded. Donald Trump loves the greatness that was America before the Democrats destroyed this. Donald Trump wants to get that back. But in the process of getting that back, our so-called president is saying that anyone who supports Donald Trump, who wants to make America great again, is nothing more than a terrorist, somebody who is against the United States, who wants to destroy the United States, when just the opposite is true. We're the ones who are fighting for America, not Biden. He'll only say something like that in a speech to make himself look sound good so that maybe he'll gain a few points and gain a few votes for this next election. So instead of telling the truth, the lie begins. And of course, I'll play this again. And of course, it's the MAGA patriots who are the terrorists. It's the MAGA people who are destroying America. It's Trump and the MAGA people who are destroying America.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and...
Now, I'm going to stop it there for a second, because that one line, too much of what is happening in America today is not normal. That's absolute truth. It's not normal for Black Lives Matter to be allowed to go into cities, take over the government, destroy government buildings, kill people, shoot people, break into businesses, set them on fire, rob them. That's not normal. But that's not what Joe Biden is speaking about there.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Right there, he declared war on everybody who wants America to be a great country again. And I'm talking right now to all of you people who voted for Biden. Your president has now declared war on half of the American people. So half of the American people who voted for Donald Trump are not considered by Biden as part of we the people. Not being considered. We are not. According to Joe Biden, we are nothing more than traitors to this country. We are nothing more than terrorists who are trying to destroy our republic. And remember here, Biden called us a republic. But the only time a Democrat will call us a republic, which is what we actually are, is when they are in trouble and know that if they don't change the things they're saying, they're not going to stay in office. But here's what's going to happen. Say this speech where he starts out telling the truth, then goes in and tells the truth but lays the foundation for the lie, and then ends with the lie. That's exactly what Satan does. Satan will tell us things that are based on the truth. They're based on the truth. They're based on what is really happening. But then he starts pushing in little bits and pieces of innuendos and lies and distortions of the truth. And he'll push more and more and more of these until the final bit comes in, and the lie begins. And by then, most people, when it comes to Satan, they're so far into it, they don't know what's hitting them. They just know that everything sounded good so far, but this doesn't exactly sound right, but since the rest of it was the truth, then we must believe this too. But in that last section, Joe Biden was lying his ass off. The easiest way out of the troubles that we are having today, folks, is to reopen that Keystone Pipeline. Stand up to Russia and tell them they better cut it out. Do what Trump did. Trump told Putin that he tries to do anything and he's going to find Moscow being bombed. Putin didn't know how to handle that one. And so staying on the, erring on the side of caution, Putin didn't do anything. Now Biden, on the other hand, he's a lying son of a bitch, period. I don't like using those words, but that's exactly what he is. And now that he's finding out that his policies are the cause of the Democrats losing their power, he's trying to change that. We'll be right back.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. For the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Bing Fisher, but he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins. Things that I had set up for here was an article, and I'm trying to find it now because I had it printed out and I lost it, about what was on my show info thing, where it talks about NWCR radio on CNM number 541. Why are children being taken to trans shows by parents? What we are doing to our kids should be banned
and in heaven it is. We have churches now that are using the LGBTQ plus ABCDE movement to destroy the lives of our kids and teach them the ways that will send them to the fires of hell, never to heaven. And the one that I want to go after tonight is the First Christian Church of Katy, Texas. Because they are advertising a drag queen bingo, family-friendly drag queen bingo night. When, if you think about it, there is no such thing as a family-friendly drag queen anything. You see, God's rules and God's laws never change. They never have. They never will. And I don't care what the media or what the left or what the people say. If you believe in God, the world hates you. If you believe that being tolerant and allowing drag queens and LGBTQ plus ABCDE movements to crash into our schools, teach our children to be gay or to be unsure if they are what they are, boy or girl or moose or fox or dog or cat. Yeah, they are out there too. But what are we doing to our kids? I'll tell you. What we are doing is we are going the way of Satan and the world when we should be turning to God and Jesus. God does not condone being trans anything. Now, he doesn't say to turn away from them. He doesn't say to throw them in the garbage. But he does say to love them, to teach them. This is not what the world believes. The world believes that we need to love them and accept them as they are. But that's not how God sees this. What we should be doing is loving them, sure. And teaching them, yes. But teaching them that if they don't change the way they are doing things and start coming back to God, they will end up in hell. Period. There is no other way around that. If they're going to live their life as a gay person or as a trans man or a trans woman or a trans anything else, they're going to hell, period. There is no doubt about that. Read the Bible. It's in there. He does not condone homosexuality, and he never will. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. God will never change what his laws are. Now, the world wants you to believe that everything's changed. The world wants you to believe that if you have a trans kid, that you should accept them as they are. But what God says is that if you have a trans kid, first off, he was allowed to become that way by listening to the world and the parents not saying anything about it. If you have a trans kid, accept him or her. but then let them know under no uncertain terms that if they do not change their ways and go the way of God, when they die, they will not end up in heaven. That's 100% sure. They will not end up in heaven, no matter what. What they have to do is repent of that sin, which is an abomination to God and Jesus. And the parents who are taking these kids to these trance shows and these LGBTQ plus ABCDE movements and rallies are ensuring that their kids go to hell, but they're also going there themselves. Folks, we have to realize here, the world changes. The world changes every day. But God's rules, God's laws never change. He doesn't sit there and say, well, today homosexuality is wrong. Maybe tomorrow I'll allow it. Maybe tomorrow people who are trans or gay, maybe tomorrow I'll allow them in heaven. No, he doesn't say this. He loves each and every one of us, no matter who we are. But by that same token, if we follow the homosexual lifestyle and think that that's okay, there, first off, there is no such thing as a Christian homosexual. No such thing. You're either a Christian or a homosexual. You're not both. You can never be both. Because if you think you are, you're still going to hell. And unless somebody comes along and tells you this and teaches you this and teaches you what God says about homosexuality, you're going to go to hell. Now, if somebody teaches you this and you repent and you are born again, and you stay away from that lifestyle, then yes, God will accept you. But as long as you are living that homosexual lifestyle, you'll never make it to heaven. And with all these people who are taking their kids to these drag queen shows, like it is the most normal thing in the world. And it just made me sick to see the video of this big, ugly, trans man dressed up as a woman was dancing around, and all these kids were around just yelling and screaming, dancing around, taking pictures. The parents of these kids are going to hell. And unless these kids are taught that this is not the right way to get to heaven, that they will never get to heaven by doing this, they will go to hell too. And God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. But because of our free will, those of us who will not follow God's rules will end up down in the fiery pits of hell, because they will not end up in heaven. Everybody sins. Everybody sins. I do every day. I don't deserve God's grace. But I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the one that will save my soul. Joe Biden isn't. Joe Biden will only destroy it. Nancy Pelosi isn't. Nancy Pelosi will only destroy it. Michelle Lujan Grisham, the Wicked Witch of the North up here, she won't. She'll only destroy it, just like she's destroyed New Mexico. One of the things that brought me back to New Mexico was the fact that I grew up here. When I was in high school, we actually had a Republican governor. He didn't get much done because of the Democrat majority in the House and the Senate here in New Mexico. New Mexico's never had a majority Republican House or Senate. And right now, with our Supreme Court here in New Mexico, we've got five justices on there, and all five of them are liberal Democrats. Four of them were appointed by the Wicked Witch in the North. It's one of the reasons why I keep playing the ad for Kerry Morris, Supreme Court. He believes in the Constitution. He believes in ruling by law, using the Constitution and God to form his rulings. Democrats don't. Democrats, along with the mayor of this city, has all but destroyed Albuquerque, of Albuquerque, where I used to live, in the Southeast Heights. 35 years ago, wonderful neighborhood. Kids played out in the street, played football out in the street, played chase, hide and go seek, all kinds of things out in the street. I'd walk from my apartment over to Joe Sanchez's house where we would play music. I never had any worries about somebody coming along and beating me up or stabbing me or anything else. But today, you don't dare walk down that neighborhood unless you're inside of a car and the car is moving with the windows rolled up. Why? Because that is now considered war zone. That is now considered gang territory. You don't dare walk down there at nighttime. Because if you do, you'll probably end up in a ditch somewhere dead. Or you'll just disappear. Back when I was growing up in this town, I never worried about that. I walked around my neighborhood. I walked around Albuquerque all hours of the day and night. I was never afraid. But because of the liberal policies and the liberal policies and the politicians of this state and now this nation, we can look at what is coming and it's not good. One of the things that I have to say here is that America is a great country, always has been a great country. If it wasn't a great country, why are there so many people fighting to save it now? We have a whole bunch of people in power right now, like Joe Biden, who hate this country. But when it comes down to saving their own asses and saving their own political careers, they will turn to a supposed America-loving patriot. They're not. Joe Biden isn't. Joe Biden doesn't love this country. Joe Biden never has loved this country. He's always been part of the liberal left who wants to destroy it. And as long as he's president, he has the possibility to do just that. He sees that presidency slipping away because he wants to keep being our president. And he rules this nation like it's a monarchy, yet you never hear anything about that from the left. When Trump was president and doing what he should have been doing, all we heard from the left was that he was destroying this nation. He was acting like a dictator. But if you really look at what's going on, if you look at how dictators run a country, and then look at how Biden is running this country, there are so many similarities there that it's just scary to even notice. Biden is a dictator. That's exactly what he wants to be. He doesn't want to be our president, because as our president, he's not the all-powerful being. He has to contend with two other branches of government who are equal to him, because when the government was founded with three equal, co-equal branches of government, the legislative, judicial, and the executive. And it was set up that way so that nobody, no one person could do more than he should have been able to do. Obama got away with that because the Republicans helped the Democrats to pass a bill that got rid of a lot of that. And now Biden is languishing in the luxury of what has been created for him. And in the background right now is Donald Trump trying to say, now wait a minute here. I was in the way. I was standing in the way of all of what is going on now. They had to get through me to get to you. Well, it was allowed. They got to him. He was cheated out of office by an election that should have been his. And at midnight, it was. Between midnight and 3 o'clock, everything changed. Between midnight and 3 o'clock, a whole bunch of new votes came in. And they were all for Biden. How statistical is that? That is impossible. Plus the fact, after 7 o'clock, there should have been no more votes coming in. That should not have been allowed, but it was. Why? Because people are scared to death of doing the right things anymore. People are scared to death of doing what should be done. Because if what should be done was done, Biden would no longer be in the White House. Kamala Harris would no longer be in the White House. But they are, because nobody has the gonads enough to do the right things anymore. All they see is what the Democrats say happened. What they see is what the media, the lamestream lying liberal media, has said happened. And they shake their heads and they say silently to themselves, no, that didn't happen. But they allow it anyway. That's where this country is going wrong. That's where this country is going horribly wrong. We need to stop pandering to the left. We need to stop trying to teach our children to be homosexuals. We need to stop trying to teach our children in schools that if they're not happy, if they're not sure about what sex they are, then they can change. That has to stop. I don't know of a kid that at one point in time didn't have feelings of, what am I? Back when I was growing up, we were just, if we actually asked that question, we weren't suddenly accosted by the liberal left saying, oh, well, if you're not really sure what you are, then you can change to whatever you want to be. You want to be a girl? You can be a girl. If you want to be a fox, you can be a fox. If you want to be a coyote or a cat, you can be whatever you want to be. No, you cannot. And I've said this so many times before. If you were born a boy, you will die a boy. No matter what you do to your body, no matter how many hormone blockers you've put into your body, no matter how many things you've done, you're still a boy. If you were born a girl, no matter what you've done, if you've had your breasts cut off so that they never grow, you're only going to regret that when you get older because you're still a girl. You'll always be a girl. And nothing the left says will change that. Nothing the left does will change that. This whole kerfuffle that happened over this last year with Leah Thomas. I wish that I could remember what his name really is. Because he's not a her. He never has been a her. He has always been a he. And that is what he will be when he dies. It just makes me sick when the media talks about him and calls him a her. He's not. He never has been a her. He never will be a her. He never was meant to be a her. The only reason why he changed in the first place was because as a man, he could not compete. He was like 253rd. He could never get higher than that. So in his feeble little mind, he decided, well, if I become a female, which he never did become a female, only God can do that. If I can compete as a female, then I can win. Yeah, that's cheating the real girls out of wins that they should have had. Because the one that beat them was not a female. The one that beat them was a man. Rachel Levine in government. The end of mine, I guess. It says that my episode just ended, but I'm still online here. Well, said I ended. Oh, well.
Thank you. think I had a good show.
Telegraph is related to the end of the remote. I thought I had here. The other remote.